Deep Black by Stephen Kuntz and Jim DeFelice. Author's note. The National Security Agency, Central Intelligence Agency, Space Agency, Federal Bureau of Investigation, National Security Council, United States Special Operations Command, Air Force, Delta Force, and Marines are, of course, real. While based on actual organizations affiliated with the intelligence community, Desk 3 and all of the people in this book are fiction. The technology depicted here either exists or is being developed. Liberties have been taken in describing actual places, organizational structures, and procedures to facilitate the telling of the tale. Chapter 1. Taxiing on the ramp at Novosibirsk in southwestern Siberia, Dashik Flight R-7 looked like any other tired Russian jet, weighed down by creditors as well as metal fatigue. Anyone glancing at the exterior of the Ilyushin IL-62 as it bumped toward the runway would easily see that the craft was preparing for its last miles. Aeroflot's faded paint scheme was still visible on the fuselage, though the Russian airline hadn't operated or even owned the craft for nearly a decade and a half. Shiny metal patches lined the lower wing and fuselage where repairs had been made, and there was a rather conspicuous dent next to the forward door on the right side of the plane. Though converted from passenger to cargo service eons ago, the plane retained its windows. About half had been painted over half-heartedly. The rest were still clear, though a third of these were blocked by shades, most stuck at odd angles. A close inspection of the four Solovyov D-30K engines below the tail would reveal that they had recently been serviced, but that was clearly an anomaly. The tires on the landing gear had less tread than the average Hot Wheels car. According to the details of the flight records filed with the authorities, the one-time airliner was now used primarily to fly parts west of the Ural Mountains.